Okay. So first, the graph on the left here shows how the shows that inverse relationship between temperature and oxygen. So as temperature increases, the amount of oxygen that's dissolved in the blood plasma of any animal, of either red or white blooded fishes, will decline. Okay? And so that would suggest that at elevated temperatures, ice fish that lack hemoglobin, or a molecule that can carry extra oxygen around, that they will have less oxygen availability to maintain function at warm temperature. And then the graph on the right shows overall that the heat tolerance, which was measured as CT max, of the ice fish is lower than the red-blooded species. And it also shows that when oxygen is added to the system, that the critical thermal maximum or heat tolerance doesn't increase for either ice fish or for red-blooded species. So that would suggest that adding supplemental oxygen has no effect on CT max or on thermal tolerance. And therefore, the oxygen carrying capacity of the animals is not directly linked to thermal tolerance. So would you like me to choose a hypothesis?
I would.
So what this would suggest is that hypothesis 3 is correct, that the ice fish will do worse than the rock cod at warmer temperatures because their critical thermal maximum is lower. But it also suggests that it's not because of their reduced oxygen carrying capacity, that there's something else that's limiting thermal tolerance.